And get out those 30-pin connectors. We're going to go retro. I'm going to show you an iPad 1 and if it's still useful nowadays. Next on iPad 365. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to iPad 365, the show where we look at apps to keep your iPad aplay. And today we're not technically, well, we are looking at apps, but we're not looking at apps. We're looking at iPads here. And we'll talk about that in a second. First of all, I want to let you know the Twitter handle is iPad365. The email is show@ipad-365.com. And of course, ipad-365.com is where you go to get to the show and go from there. Now, of course, you all know that I have the iPad Air. I've had the iPad 1, 2, 3, 4, and now the iPad Air. Of course, I upgrade for the show, so I got the latest, so we can take a look at all the apps. But you know, I was really starting to wonder, geez, I wish I would have kept my iPad version 1, because there's so many questions I have, like, is it still useful nowadays? Well, while I was at CES, I was talking to my friend Jack Ellis, and he said, well, you know, I have an iPad 1 laying around, why don't I just send it to you and go from there? So Jack and Carol Ellis, thank you very much. They actually sent me an iPad version 1 that I can take a look at. And it's actually going to be very useful because not only are we talking about the iPad version 1 on this episode, but I'm going to start a new part of iPad 365, and that is,
does it run on iPad 1?
Now, many apps, you'd be surprised, actually work on the iPad 1. Their previous versions of the software will be loaded as opposed to the latest and greatest, but you'll still be able to get a lot of software. I was able to run all the social networks. I was able to run the Google Chrome browser as opposed to Safari, because that version of Safari, I do not trust one bit. Ran some games. I ran Heyday, and I ran Clash of Clans. I ran Candy Crush. All of those games worked as well. Once again, a couple of the games said you gotta downgrade to the next version. Now let's take a look at the iPad 1. Let's see what you could install, what you can install, and we're gonna start by looking at the stats of the first generation iPad. Now it was the 10-inch iPad, so you got the same standard screen. It's not a Retina screen by any means. It's 1024 by 768. But that's perfect to watch any type of YouTube video. And you can watch a lot of different YouTube videos as well. It's got the fingerprint-resistant oleophobic coating. And, of course, it supports many different languages. So if maybe you're trying to learn Spanish, or maybe you speak a second language, you can put it onto the iPad and go from there. They come in Wi-Fi. They come in Wi-Fi 3G models. You know all that. But of course, the big thing, the big difference here is that 30-pin connector. You gotta dig those out. I still had a few lying around, so I dug them out. Of course, this cable right here, which is what I used to use to hook up to the TV, 30-pin connector to HDMI with another 30-pin for the charging. Now, the thing about this is it has the ability to do the AirPlay support, but it cannot mirror the screen. So I hooked it up to a monitor so I could show you some of the icons and stuff like that, but it wouldn't show the main screen because I couldn't mirror it. But if I opened up YouTube and played a video, it would play onto the monitor through the Apple TV or hooking it up through a cable such as this. Looking at the apps, the big thing is, the first thing I did was I checked and I asked myself, should I jailbreak this or should I keep this at the regular version? And of course, with the iPad 1, the highest version you can go is the OS 5.1.1. So you have iOS 5, you have iOS 6, and then you have iOS 7. You can't take it up to iOS 6, but if you do jailbreak it, there are a couple programs in there that make it feel like an iOS 6, so you can continue on and put on Twitter and stuff like that. We're not going to talk about the jailbreak stuff. You're going to have to work on that on your own, but you can make it feel a little bit more like it's a current version. Now, the cool thing about iPads is the fact that I can sign in using my account and then my list of apps are just there. So if I had Facebook downloaded, if I had Twitter downloaded, or if I had paid programs downloaded that I want to put on this iPad, all I have to do is sign into my iTunes and I have that full list I can download from here. Here are the messages that you're going to get on the iPad 1. The first one, this app is incompatible with this iPad because it doesn't have a gyroscope in it. 2, this app is incompatible with this iPad because it doesn't have a camera. Remember, the iPad 1 did not have any type of camera, front or rear. And then, of course, this application requires iOS 6.0 or later. You must download 6.0 to install the application. And, of course, once again, if it does have a previous version of the app and it's still running and still works perfectly, it will give you one more message, and that message is download an older version of this app. The current version requires iOS 6.0 or later, but you can download the last compatible version for your iPad. Now, as I was running through this, I went through some of the games, and I went through some of the apps that I normally do, and I found that there's a lot of use for this iPad. Now, granted, I wouldn't want to have this in my bag when I'm going out and getting stuff done, because it does load a lot slower, and you can really notice the difference between the iPad 1 and the iPad Air. In fact, Apple has stated it's 72 times faster than the iPad 1. I don't know if that's true or not, but you do notice a lag when you go to download and install or run any of the programs. So this makes for a good screen if you're looking to do some sort of TV or watching. I loaded up Charter has an app. I loaded it up fine. I watched a couple TV programs, so this is perfect for putting in the bedroom. If you want to watch a movie or TV show, your spouse wants to, you get different iPads, you just sit and watch away, and that's pretty cool. Now, one more thing to think about, and that is the resellability. And believe it or not, this iPad 1 still has a lot of value to it. In fact, I took a look up on eBay, I took a look up on Gazelle over at gazelle.com, and Apple iPad in flawless condition is still $60. On eBay, you can actually get an iPad version 1 16GB for about $150. Now, another interesting thing is that I checked it with the 32GB and the 64GB model. It really doesn't matter about the memory too much. The only difference that matters is if there's Wi-Fi or 3G or both in there. And then that bumps up the value a little bit. But a 64GB model might sell for $20, $30 more than a 16GB model. That's pretty much it. So, and that, of course, that's in flawless condition. Of course, I'm not planning to sell this iPad because this iPad is going to be used, and we're going to use it on the show. And I can talk about that a little bit more. But for now, this is the iPad 1. It's still a very useful program and a lot of great apps that you can use with it as well. And of course, that's this episode of iPad 365. What do you think? I mean, if you have an iPad 2, if you have a third or fourth generation iPad, and in the last couple of months, I've kind of ripped on Apple for still selling the iPad 2. But after seeing the functionality of the iPad 1, I kind of understand why Apple does have the iPad 2 for sale. It can almost do everything that the iPad Air can do. It's going to be a little bit slower, but it still has a lot of value to it. What do you think? Have you put your old iPad 1 away for an iPad Air or a fourth generation iPad? Pull it out and check it out. See what type of apps that you can put on. Like I said, I'm not going to get into the debate about jailbreaking the iPad. I will tell you that this iPad is jailbroken because I wanted to put a couple extra apps on. It's all up to you what you want to do with your iPad and go from there. Because this iPad is going to be used almost as much as this iPad, and especially on this show, because we're going to start the new segment called
Does It Run on iPad 1?
All right, thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. Let me know if you do have an iPad 1 and what you use it for, because there's a lot of great use. Did you give it to your kids? Did you put it on the coffee table? Did you put it up on a wall or in the kitchen to pull up recipes or something like that? You can do 100 different things with that iPad. Let me know by Twittering me over at iPad365. Of course, the email address is show@iPad-365.com. All right, well, I am actually in Las Vegas this whole week for Tech Cocktail. We will not have an episode on Thursday and the following Monday unless something comes up and I actually get to interview a startup that does iPad stuff. But we will be back in about a week and a half with another episode of iPad 365. Let me know what apps you use, and I'll review them on the show. Thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. And until then, you guys geek out and take care.